Second pack of Saita, Mishnah Hey, fifth Mishnah. We're going through the process of giving the Saita to drink these bitter waters. So we just mentioned before about they would write this Megillah, and then they would read it out to her and make her make certain shavuos. And Mayo Meres Omen. She'd say Omen, Omen ala Ola. She'd say Omen that this curse should take effect. Omen ala Shavuah that the Shavuah should take effect. Omen ish zeh. Omen if she did this act with this person, and Amen Mishacher, and even if this guy was innocent, but she did this act with somebody else, also she wants the curse to take effect. Amen Shalosh Sisa Arusa. Also she's saying, Amen that I didn't do it when I was Arusa with a Kedushin with that before the Chuppah, or Nesua after the Chuppah, Shemes Yovim, or even after the husband died. Since it's also for to marry somebody else in the meantime, also she says for that, that's halacha l'maisa, we don't pass in that way, because the maisa we pass in that b'di'evad, she did the act, she's still permitted to be with the yavam. U'knusa. Knusa is after the yavam did the yavam. Omad shalom nitmeisi, that I was never matamim myself with this act. Nitmeisi yavoyu, I accept upon myself that these mayim ama'oyrim will kill me. Rabbi Meyayime, omad shalom nitmeisi, omad shalom et Tomei. She's saying, not only am I covering myself that I didn't do the pass, but also, if afterwards I do this act, it should affect me then.